Morning, my dad is out of control.
Morning, I'm not safe for work.
This is the Negative Splits Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Negative Splits Podcast. This is the episode that you all want, right? The beer with the splits. I was going to say beer with Sleepy G, but wait, maybe beer is the only beer with Sleepy G.
I think so.
I see Sean like sipping on iced tea and Bill is drinking nothing.
No, I have water. I actually went to go get a beer in my garage, my little fridge in the garage, and it was frozen. I was like, come on, man.
Oh, you got to let it go, I guess. You see what I did there? Frozen reference. Frozen.
There you go. That,
well, all right. Let's get this show on the road. I'll drink the four beers for my two brothers. Our first person up will be Crystal from the Heartland Running Podcast. So let's get Crystal.
Hey!
What's up?
Man, look at Crystal. Crystal looks like a pro now. She's got the whole setup. Welcome to A Beer with Sleepy G, Crystal.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Cheers. I think I'm the only one. Wait a second, because I got to be legit here. I can't be a BS artist. I got to pound these beers with you. Now, you look like you actually have a good beer there. What are you drinking?
So, well, I do. I have a nice, it's a gravel bar IPA, but it's in my Ren and Stimpy pint glass. So.
You didn't like Ren and Stimpy. Sean is putting thumbs down. No, you didn't like that?
No, that's for the IPA. I can't stand IPAs.
I like a nice hoppy beer. So.
I guess it's the Ultra Runner drink, I guess.
I guess
that goes with her beard that she's rocking.
You said beer and not beard, right?
I did say beard, but we'll go with beer. Now, Crystal, I am having you lead off this episode for a reason.
Okay.
The first ever Beer with Sleepy G episode we did. Sweet Stevie Lee. He was our number one guy, right? We had him show it. So I figured it would only be appropriate. Let's go to the Heartland Running Podcast, have Crystal come on here, have a beer with me, shoot the stuff.
Awesome. You know what? Then I picked an appropriate beer because this is actually some stuff that I picked up when I was out in Missouri for his memorial. So it's
nice. Well, let's get into
horrible taste in beer, though, by the way.
Did he?
Oh, terrible.
I don't even know if he was a beer drinker or not.
No, he wasn't. If all things being equal, he liked really cheap wine, like like really cheap.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Let's get into my first question. I want to know about Crystal. What is your biggest phobia? Not in running, but in life.
Biggest phobia.
You have a fear of something. Clowns?
No. I don't know if I have like any kind of like phobias like that. I'm like one of those weird people that I have the fear of failure and fear of success all at the same time. So I have that messed up thing going on, but I don't have like, oh no, wait, no, I take that back. I do have a phobia and it's absolutely ridiculous. I am terrified of smoke detectors.
Really?
like one
off in the middle of the night or something?
Yes. In our house, we have one that goes off every year because a spider gets in it, which I found out is apparently a thing. Spiders can set it off. Freaks me out. And then we have one, our next door neighbor's house was hit by lightning, well, the tree in front of the house, and it was close enough to fry one of our smoke detectors, and it took us a long time. And so every couple hours it kept going off, and so just, like, it terrifies me.
It is a scary thing when it goes off in the middle of the night. We have a young one here, and that happened last year, and I was like, oh, no, you know, I don't know if I should admit this, but I think I took the battery out and I never put it back in.
Oh, you better put that battery back in.
I think we've all done that.
Yeah, I'm going to be like this crazy old lady who's like paranoid and I'm going to be living by myself with my like 80 cats and I'm going to go take out all the batteries and that's how I'm going to die one day, I think. So
do you guys mark like when you have to change them again or it's like supposed to be every 6 months, I think?
Yeah. It's so.
Or you know, wait for the chirp?
No, because I hate the chirp. Because that freaks me out. So I try and do it with, you know, when the time changes, that's the reminder when you're supposed to do it. So, but I'm too short to change them. Well, some of the ones I can reach. So I have to beg for my husband to like, please change them so I don't freak out.
If we ever meet up with Crystal at a race, I guess I know what I'm going to be bringing.
smoke detector?
Like for a Ragnar relay?
Oh, just like the sound on, like, you know, on a cell phone or something. Freak me out.
Just a mess with the...
Yeah.
I want to know Sean's phobia. Sean, what's your phobia? We're gonna ask this question three more times. So Sean, what's yours?
I think probably my biggest one is heights. That's probably my biggest phobia, but God, I don't really know offhand other than I gotta go with heights. That's been a serious one with me, and I've talked about it on here obviously in the past as well. So that's something that I guess maybe like crystal failure, but not success. Like the success thing, I'm never worried about that because I don't strive for it. But failure, so I just the failure part, I guess.
All right, Crystal, favorite post long run food.
Ooh, I really, even though I'm not eating a whole ton of meat right now, I really do love like a post run, like long run burger. It's so good.
I had my first burger since this summer, this past weekend. I just decided to buy some at Wegmans. They had some seasoned ones. I was like, all right, give it a shot. Just hit it up in the frying pan. Damn, that was good, man. I haven't had one in forever. And I was like, man, nothing like a good burger every now and then, even if you can't put it on the grill.
Does it depend on the length of the long run? Like, you know what I mean? Like, cause if I do like a 10 or 12 mile, I'll be like, maybe I'll have a protein shake or something. But then if I go longer, like a 20 mile, I'll have the protein shake, but then I'll also eat like everything else that's in front of
You're
me.
You're like a Burger King freak, man. You love your Burger King after your long runs.
Yeah, man. Like after the 50K, like Ben DuPont's, I always hit Burger King. I want that salty, greasy, just shit food.
I love my shit food too.
I think we all do.
Now, you referenced your diet there. You said you don't eat a lot of meat. Are you going plant-based or?
So I've experimented off and on. So I went through the experiment from, I can't remember when I originally started. And the idea was I was going to do it up until we did the Hawk 50 last year. And I loved it. Like, it was awesome. I recovered great. And so I kept on it really through Tunnel Hill. And then after Tunnel Hill, everything went to shit. So, I got injured there and I've been eating and drinking whatever. I couldn't run for the longest time. And so now I'm slowly back running, although this is a stressful month. So it hasn't been great. And so, yeah. So then I'm trying to get back to that, but I've been really bad about it.
I've been waiting to say this one. I was going to say, I experimented once too. But my asshole has not been the same since. I had that. All right, tough question. Ready? I'm gonna hit you with two tough questions.
I'm not sure.
Your thoughts? That one. Hey, it was college, man. We all try things.
It doesn't count if it's in college.
That's right.
Or Vegas.
Except that's true. I didn't go to college.
It might have been happening at both. I was in Vegas. I was in college. He told me I looked good. I don't know what the heck was going on that day. Your thoughts on orange mud? The look of the pack.
So when I first got my one, I liked it because it came in pink. And so anytime it comes in anything pink, I think that's fun. But it has that whole Buzz Lightyear look, which I couldn't decide whether I liked or I didn't like. I thought it was kind of fun. And I wore mine for the longest time, but then I ended up, after I lost a bunch of weight from all the ultra training, I couldn't even wear it after a while. Because they don't have packs that are made for smaller women. So I'm short too. So once I lose all the weight, so I actually had to ditch it for a different pack, but I did like the bottles. And when I switched to a different pack, I went to another pack that had bottles, just a different brand. But yeah, it is kind of Buzz Lightyear-y.
Let's see. There's a picture of our boy Steven and, he's looking at this mountain. It's like the most beautiful picture, but you see this freaking backpack. It looks like he's gonna
take
skyrocket
off.
Into. Yeah.
That was actually right. In Vegas. Speaking of Vegas, that was at Red Rock outside Vegas.
All right. One last tough question, Crystal.
Okay. I'm ready.
You're on a long run or you're getting ready for a long run. You can get to run with one of the negative splits. Which one do you choose and why?
I'm going with Sleepy G.
Yes.
Because you guys are too fast for me.
Wait a second. That one backfired.
I like that.
Yes. That took a turn.
Yes, that went from like I was super proud feeling to like, oh no. All right, well, I'll take it. A win's a win, man.
Hey, because then we can do that. And we'll go for beers afterwards. Beers and burgers after.
That's right. Crystal, what are you doing this year? Are you, what's on your race calendar?
I got a bunch of stuff. So, coming up first in March is Land Between the Lakes 60K, which will kind of start off, the season. Then I have the Smoky Mountain Relay, which we're, doing, and it's going to be a team of six. So we're going to do the ultra version of that. Have the Flying Pig Marathon coming up, just kind of doing that for fun. And then I have a race coming up in August, which is actually kind of a secret. So more details will come out about that, but it's kind of crazy. What else do I have? The big race for the year is Tunnel Hill 100, because eventually I am going to hit that. Yes. Oh, and then also 100K up in Michigan, the Hallucination 100. I'm doing the 100K.
Damn.
Nice.
Some miles.
Got a loaded schedule.
Yeah. So, but Tunnel Hill, eventually, I have some unfinished business there.
Well, Crystal, it's not you. It's us. It's time for us to move on. We appreciate you coming on. Everybody, check out the Heartland Running Podcast. Mm-hmm. Where can they find you on social media, Crystal?
Everything's Heartland Running. So easy enough. Instagram, Heartland Running. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook group if you want to join us. Website's heartlandrunning.com. We're out there.
Yes, and I endorse that podcast fully. I mean, it's one of the, I think doing this, it kind of jades you, right, to listening to podcasts, because you listen to certain things with like quality of interview, sound quality, and Heartland and our friend Man Bun Run, I think, are the two shows I still listen to on a regular basis. Keep up the good work. Thank you for entertaining us. Thank you,
Thanks
Crystal.
For having me. Have a great night, guys.
Try again.
Hello.
Yo. Is this?
Hey, how's it going?
Is this Ruben Luna?
This is him.
The Moon. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? How are you doing?
Hey, I gotta say, we took our friendship to the next level recently, didn't we?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Uh-oh.
You drunk messaged me.
Well, it was a beer with Sleepy G, but Sleepy G wasn't there.
Well, you know.
Yeah, it was my daughter's birthday party. So, you know, outside grilling, and then I was like, oh, you know, those Bud Lights.
They caught up to you, huh?
I'm still partying from the Houston Marathon, and now I'm just gaining weight. So
let's talk about that, man. You did a hell of a performance. What do you do? Like a 20? I think it was a 20 or 30 minute PR, right?
Yeah, it was about a 40 minute PR. But
wow.
The PR was from when I ran one in Seattle, and I had ran. I did it on a stress fracture, so there was nowhere to go but just up. I knew I was going to PR. It was just a matter of by how much, really, not to sound like cocky or anything, but if I couldn't beat my PR with a stress fracture, then I was in big trouble.
You cocky son of a bitch. No. Hey, how do you celebrate such a big PR? What'd you do?
It was actually my mother-in-law's birthday, so we went to a restaurant, and I just sat there and felt like trash, actually. I just sat there, and I had a Bud Light. And then we just celebrated with her, and I had actually ate really healthy that day. I wanted a pizza and beer. Instead, I had pizza, grilled chicken, and rice.
Now, Ruben, we got to ask you, what is your biggest phobia, not just in running but in life? Do you have a phobia, something you're scared of?
Not to sound morbid, but it's just dying, really. Mm-hmm. I don't want to miss out on all the good fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably, I guess that's the only phobia I have.
Yeah, nothing like needles, heights.
The eternal.
I'm with Ruben on this. I'm going to release mine because we're kind of like Sean did as his last call. We were talking to Crystal. Now I'm with Ruben. I think my biggest phobia is death as well. I think my fear of death causes me anxiety. It's like a constant struggle. I worry. I think I'm the only depressed human in the world that's afraid of dying.
It used to bother me a lot more when I was younger, and then I've kind of gotten over it a little bit. But yeah, it used to bother me a whole bunch, but not maybe now because I have my kids, and I was like, you know, I don't want to miss out on what they got going on.
Totally, totally.
I was gonna say Ruben is the Texas version of Sleepy G.
Just I love it.
Fracture in a race, because that's always smart, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm drinking a Texas beer right now. It's actually from Houston. So,
what type is it?
It's lemon and ginger. It's a brand called Carbach.
So, it's not an IPA, right?
No.
John,
that's good.
He just insulted our last guest who was drinking.
Oh man, no, you can't like. Yeah, but the IPAs, I get pretty wasted pretty quick. They're too hard.
Man, I don't like the way they taste. I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, it's probably going to lose my fucking ultra running credibility there, right? I mean, if you looked at my, what's this thing, the trail ultra sign up?
Yeah.
I'd lose my credibility right there when you see that I'm like in the 90, whatever, or not 90, I'm like in the 1% or something, the last place all the time. But yeah, no, IPA is no good to me.
No, I'm normally a Blue Moon or Dos Equis type of guy, but this is what was in the fridge, so this is what I'm having.
Blue Moon, do you put, what are they, people put an orange in that or something, some people? Do you do that?
I mean, if it's there, I'll do it, but I don't ask for it.
Right.
Like,
right.
Same like Dos Equis, if they bring me a lime, I'll use it, but I don't need it.
Luna, he likes Blue Moon, come on.
You got much warmer weather than we do. How's it been over there in Texas?
It's actually been pretty cold. During that Houston Marathon, it was like,
oh boy, I can't.
High 20s.
Oh, wow, okay.
Kind of cold. Okay.
Yeah, that's cold for me. I was freezing my ass off. It was cold, man. That is some cold stuff. Yeah, I don't need to take a picture of my, well, I don't have a beard, but you know, I don't need to do all that crap. It's cold. It's cold. So, but right now it's like in the 50s. But yeah, here pretty soon it'll start warming up and get super humid.
Yeah.
So that's like a lot of the runs I try to do way before the sun comes up.
Have you ever shit yourself on a run?
Yeah, one of my friends always ask me about shitting myself. Like, no, I never shit myself. Even if, like, you know, I pass gas, he's like, oh, you're gonna shit yourself. I'm like, why? Why would I shit myself? Like, what? Why would I do that? Now, I've always said if I'm on a run and like if I'm making great time and I gotta take a whiz, like I'll pee myself. No big deal. I don't know. I haven't had that problem yet. It hasn't come up. My times haven't been that phenomenal where I'm like, yeah, I can piss myself right now. But if like, you know, if I'm doing good, I'll just let it rip.
Ruben, I gotta tell you, it's not as easy as it sounds. When we had Chris Mako on, it's one of his things he does. And when I did my trail marathon this year, I don't think I was making great time. I just wanted to get done and I had a pee so bad and I was trying to do it and I just couldn't, I had to do like kind of a modified version, where I kind of did a pullout while I was moving, but like I just wanted to do like the full, just like keep running like I normally was and just soil. So it's not as easy.
So like a decent exposure while running.
What's that?
So like a decent exposure while running,
somewhat. Yeah. I mean, I was by myself, so it was okay, but I didn't want to stop. I wanted to keep going.
Yeah, it's not against the law if you're by yourself.
Right. Yeah.
I know we're running out of time here, but I do have a quick embarrassing story. I was on the treadmill once and I didn't want to hop off and I had an empty water bottle.
You did not.
On a treadmill? Yeah, I tried to, but I realized it was a disaster of an idea, so I stopped. All right, that's it. That's it.
All right, so we are going to ask you the most difficult question. You're on a long run. You get to choose which negative split you get to run with. Who is it?
Well, since I drunk messaged you, man, it's got to be Sleepy G.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, y'all, you know, we got the music thing and, you know, we like sports and stuff. It's got to be you. There's so much to talk about.
We got to call one of my friends next. Jeez.
I don't have the money to pay for one of those.
Well, what are you, real quick, what are y'all drinking? What are you drinking?
I am the only one that is doing the drinking thing tonight. So I am drinking a Bud Light, which you've referenced a couple of times. Hey, Bud Light, you want to sponsor the Negative Splits? We'll take it, man. It don't cost much, an 18-pack a month or something. Hey.
There you go.
Nothing to them, man.
No. Easy stuff. Y'all can do it. We'll just next person you talk to, just drop in another Bud Light.
You know, the interesting thing, too, is when we called you, I did appreciate the message that we got when we called. I was like, now this dude's legit, man. It was like a winery or something. I was like,
oh, yeah, we have a winery. It's a family-owned winery distillery out in Katy, Texas. And then we just got our brewery license too, so we're messing around with the beer stuff as well.
That'd be a road trip to Texas in my future, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Y'all can come down, y'all can run with Robert too.
Are you kidding me, G? You don't like driving down the frickin' 90. You're gonna drive down to Texas?
That's just bullshit for this is for the show. Anyone that really knows me knows I'm a hermit. I don't leave the house. So Ruben, we appreciate you doing this, brother.
It was good talking with y'all. Thank y'all.
Hey,
this is Jonathan. What's up?
How's it going?
Pretty good. You are on the line. Beer with Sleepy G. Sleepy G, what's up? Oh, there it is.
Yes, man. My boy, the Boston bad boy, Jonathan Levette's in the house.
How are we doing tonight?
Pretty now, good, what did you have tonight? You sent me an interesting picture before we got on the call.
I was having a little Malbec.
All right. How's that treating you?
Ah, pretty good, pretty good. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there.
Oh, no worries. Here's the first question we've been asking everybody. Favorite post-long run food? What's your go-to food?
Tacos or a nice big burrito bowl at Chipotle.
What kind of tacos? Pink?
I'll go steak and chicken.
Those are a good option as well.
Yes, yes. So, dude, you got a big game, actually, by the time this episode airs. It would have already aired. So do you have any dishes you're preparing for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, making guac and ordering up some wings.
Oh, wingy dingies. How do you like those wingies?
Nice and spicy.
There we go. Glenn.
Inside Tracker say about chicken wings?
we've got some good recipes on there.
All right. Back in the day, Glenn and I, we'd stay up to like 3 or 4 in the morning and playing video games, whatever. We get those extra hot, extra crispy wings. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so thankful for that, though. Trying to lose that weight.
we had a wings place at school that had it was like seven different levels of spice, and my goal was to get to the seventh layer. Like, I could never get there.
Nice. Mm.
See, the problem with that, when you do really spicy wings, all right, so you get them down. That's the first challenge. Can you get them down? And right. Then a couple hours later, there is, you got to pay the price. You know, people don't realize when you have to go to the bathroom and afterwards, that is not a pleasant experience, man.
Definitely not. No.
Yeah, what goes in has to come out.
Hurts going down, hurts coming out.
Yeah.
That's where I make like ridiculous deals with God. Like I'm not a religious man, but that's where I start praying and start, you know, like, oh, I'll be church, I promise, I'll do this, I'll do that, and
yep.
Just get me through this like next 5 minutes of burning asshole pain.
Yep.
So dude, what's on your calendar for this year? I know you're on the comeback trail here. What's going on?
I got a 5K on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then a couple half marathons coming up, Frank.
Cool. Are you working on the short game speed?
Yeah, it's fun. I spent some time on it a couple years back, and while I don't think I'll get anywhere close to where I was, it's always fun to just run real hard for a short amount of time.
So we had a little bit of a reprieve in the weather this past week, but unfortunately the temperatures dropped again and we got some snow. And the weatherman says February is going to be a little bit frigid, which is a little disappointing because I don't know how much that'll allow for productive outdoor runs, but maybe I'm wrong there. How's it looking for you weather-wise for out there in you're in New England, right?
Yep. Yeah, we're Boston over here. So it's, same thing. It was like 60 a couple days ago, and it was 15 or 20 out this morning, and we had a 60-degree swing in a single week, so that was cool. But it's, I think it's going to be in the 20s and 30s and 40s in the next couple weeks. Okay. Not too bad.
So one of our next guests, actually, he pimped up this water bottle that you can apparently it hangs off of your running shorts or your tights or whatever like that. So I looked into the price of them and I was like, oh, this looks like a cool idea. And it was something like $50 for like 4 bottles. And these bottles aren't that big, but it was a cool idea. I'm gonna have to, I don't know what it was.
Right?
I think it's called Simple Hydration or something like that.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Corey.
Where's he putting them?
Tights. This fucking guy wears Speedos. Underwear when he races.
He wore them on his Speedo. They can attach to this. It's like a lip and it attaches to whatever you're wearing on the waist. And I was like, man, that's a cool idea. You don't have to wear a vest or a belt or anything like that.
Do they go flat?
Yeah, I believe so. I just looked into it briefly, so I'm going to have to dig into this a little bit more because I have definitely some hydration issues lately with storage, so we'll see.
All right, we're going to ask you a tough question here. This is our last tough question. You're doing a long run. You get to run with one of the negative splits, Bill, Sean, or Glenn. Which one are you picking?
Oh, that's a tough question. I'll go with Glenn. Glenn is always shooting me messages and cool questions.
Damn, 3 for 3. Dang it. Love it. But what about the guy who actually did Inside Tracker? That's me.
And Phil, of course.
Thanks, Jonathan, for coming on, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Always a good time. We will talk soon, brother.
Hello.
Hey, man. What's up, Corey? You look legit in your picture there. Oh, and he's got a beard. This is the kind of guy I like right here. Right off the bat, this dude does it, man. What kind of beer are you drinking?
Something from Revolution. It's called A Little Crazy. So, fair enough.
A Little Crazy. There's your warning.
Well, look it.
All right. Speaking of crazy. All right, Corey. We're going to get to the tough stuff right off the bat.
Oh, boy.
Do you have a phobia? Is there something in life, not just running, that you're afraid of?
Oh, snakes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Snakes.
Sorry about that. That's a real problem for an ultra runner.
Yeah, it very much so is. And I think it started, you know, just being out running and on trails and stuff. And just, they scare the shit out of me.
Dude, I don't like snakes either. We don't have big ones around here, but every time I see one sunbathing, it can be a little dinky one. And I'm like, oh, shit.
We have little gardener snakes.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
we have big ones in Illinois. And so... That is a bragging problem now?
Is this some kind of weird bragging thing going on?
No.
Got big snakes.
Ours are bigger than in Illinois.
Oh boy.
As Corey grabs the beer, he's like, oh shit, what did I get into with this?
I hate to tell you, you're the last guest, so you're like you're gonna get the worst treatment.
Well, I mean that means you're like six beers in though, so it's all good.
Those two are sober though. That's the unfair thing of this deal here. They're still alive, baby. Oh.
Well, I went to get a beer, but it was frozen, so that's my bad.
I mean, you could put vodka in the Crystal Light.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
that ain't happening with me though.
Oh, yeah, wise. All right, favorite post long run food, Corey.
A burger. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'll eat a burger the night before and I'll eat a burger after the race. That just kind of seems to be it.
Do you like Burger King by any chance?
No. No. Oh, no. Like, I'm not going to say I don't like fast food. I mean, I'll go to a McDonald's. I'll go to Culver's. If I'm ever out your way, then I'll go to Tim Hortons.
There we go. Yes. There we go.
But no, just Burger King can't get down with it.
Oh, I like Wendy's the best of the fast food joints.
Really?
I like my Mickey D's.
Really?
Yeah. How do those I don't even understand how a Wendy's stays open, because the one by me, there's never anybody there. I don't know how it's still open. The fries suck. They get cold. Nah, man.
Come on, those crispy nuggets. Those taste so good.
No, they're not good.
Uh-uh.
No.
McDonald's is better.
Fuck you guys. So, Corey, how's the running weather in Illinois right now? Has it been doable, or have you been in frozen temperatures?
So, we have been as cold as negative 19 so far, the actual temperature. And we have been as warm as 55 in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a warm up here too, but that kind of quickly went away. Is it cold again there too?
No, I mean, it was 35 today. It's going to be 47 tomorrow or something like that. But then it cools off to like, I don't know, 20 something on, Thursday.
All right. So what's on the race calendar for this year? So I know things have changed and a little bit of a setback recently. You're on the comeback trail here. What's on
the calendar? Sure. So I will be like, my first big thing is going to be American River 50 mile. I was there 2 years ago and finished fourth, and it just kind of made sense to go back. I mean, I know the course. I'm definitely better prepared for it this time, so why not? And then May 12th, I'm going to run the Quicksilver 50K out in California also. And then Western States in June.
Nice.
But I mean, nice. There's a lot of short stuff, like a lot of short, like 23, 25K trail stuff in between there. But just those are the big three.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Tough question. Ready, Corey?
I think so.
Your thoughts on the orange mud picks?
Are they sexy?
You know, I mean, if one was given to me, I would consider wearing one. Right. But other than that, I mean, I just haven't really had a reason to wear one. So, mm-hmm. I mean, the people that do wear them, if it works for you and you're happy with it, go for it.
I can give you a reason not to wear it. They don't go good with Speedos, dude. It just they ain't going to look good.
Well, that's he's going to fly to the moon with a Speedo.
I'm like, orange mud, a crop top, and a Speedo. I'm like, I don't know. But maybe that
would be too much awesomeness in one. Like, I don't know if we could handle that.
Corey, you came up in the last call, dude, and it was because I brought up that tweet you put out tonight with that simple hydration, I think it's called, or yeah. Where you can, and the guys asked, where the hell does Corey put it? And does he attach it to the Speedo? I said, yeah, he can wear it in the Speedo, this little, what is it, just a little bottle that has a lip that can go in the inside of your tights or whatever you're wearing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it holds 15 ounces, so I mean, it's not necessarily a super small bottle, but I can fit two of them in the Speedo. I know that for sure. I need to figure out three to maybe four of them at a time, because I refuse to use a handheld, so I won't. But the thing is, even if I have four, well, no, even three, no, two in the Speedo, where am I going to put any gels or anything else that you carry with me? So then you get to the problem of, okay, you can wear like one of those, like the, I think it's like the Nathan, like hipster belt or whatever, or like the Vapor Crawl, and there you go. But all of a sudden, you know, you're wearing that and a Speedo. And then it's like, is this dude even wearing like anything? Like what's he wearing? So like, it's all very difficult to figure out. So, yeah, the biggest problem for Western right now is just figuring out what accessories am I going to be wearing.
Yeah, I was wondering that because I don't think I've ever seen you with a vest or like a handheld or anything like that. On the topic of the Speedos and a question that Glenn's asked a few times, I'm going to ask it. Have you had any near calls in recent memory here in terms of bowel movements? Does the Speedo work in that situation, you know, like?
I mean, if you have to go, you have to go. Like, if I have to pee, I'm just gonna pee. Like, no big deal. If it's the other, then I will finally just have to pull over and go, I guess. But then that brings up the simple hydration bottles.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden I'm like taking these bottles in. I don't know. Like, so hopefully that just doesn't happen. I mean, I didn't have to go at all during my first 100-miler, so I'm hoping it doesn't happen again.
Oh.
All right, a serious question here. It's going to be a little – I mean, you're open with your lifestyle, with you and Tom. Do you ever get any shit, like, from any of the other runners or from people at the events because of your lifestyle?
No. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, it's like – people just know us as like Tom and Corey or Corey and Tom, you know, like there we are, like I'm running, he's crewing, like it's never really come up. Although when I go to like certain like new events and stuff, people are like, who's this kid wearing a Speedo? Like that's the biggest thing. It's always the Speedo that throws people off. And like, I don't know, I guess you'll find out, like I'm either going to run well or I'm not going to run well. And you'll still probably remember me because I was the kid in the Speedo. So it works.
Do you think it gives you an edge at the starting line? Like when you're lining up against people, cause you did a race, it was pretty friggin' cold out. I think the last race you did, I was thinking like, man, they had to be a little psyched out. Like dude's going to, I don't know what the hell race it was, a 10K maybe. And you were rocking a Speedo.
Yeah. 3 degrees at the start.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Yeah. But I don't know. I posted on Facebook jokingly, like, you know, is 3 degrees too cold for a Speedo? And everyone's like, you have to wear it. So I said, okay, like, I'll do it.
What if a sponsor was against the Speedo? What would you say?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really seem to have that problem at the moment. but if a sponsor was against it and the price was right, then I mean, I'll wear whatever you want, but
no speedo
jeggings.
I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'd change it though, honestly.
I respect.
Are you nervous about Western states? That's a big deal for you. I mean, I would think that in the United States, that's the premier event. I mean, UTMB is like worldwide. That's a big ultra event, right? But I think Western states is that's the measuring stick. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm not worried. I mean, David's my coach, and I feel good about everything I've done so far. I've just made a lot of stupid mistakes in some of my recent races. But, I mean, other than that, training's been going well. I feel, and I finished my first 100-mile race. So, I mean, I sat in the aid station for 30 minutes at mile 75, but then everything was fine, and I finished my last 25 miles in like 4.5 hours. So I'm not super worried about it.
How's your relationship with David?
Good. I ask him a lot of questions, just write a lot of questions in the training log, and he responds to them. And I mean, he pretty much lets me do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. But getting into Western was not necessarily a goal for this year. So that did change things just a little bit, not like the relationship wise, but more of like okay, you really need to focus now and like pay attention. Don't do anything stupid. Like don't run a marathon 2 weeks before Chicago, like one of those things.
I asked him about that just so you know.
Oh, I heard. But yeah, I mean, he's a great coach.
Let me ask you, best moment ever in running and worst moment ever in running.
Oh boy. Best moment
ever. Like what was the best freaking moment in a race or a training run, or maybe it was getting sponsored, or maybe it was, not having to shit at the last mile of a 100-mile race. What was the best moment you can think of that just, brought on all the good feels?
Best moment ever is probably when I ran 4:18 for the mile at Greenville College, and that was the indoor school record for the mile. Nice. And it was a record that had been there for like 8 years, maybe, or something like that. So that was nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was probably just one of the first times where I'm like, I could kind of be good at running. Like, okay. Worst,
lowest moment you can think of.
you
almost swore off running.
Yes. Okay. So 70.3 New Orleans, I think it was 2014, in April, and, you know, had a decent swim, had a okay bike. And then I was cramping by mile two of the half marathon run. And so I was walking by mile eight, and I had finally passed the kid to move from third into second for our age group to kind of get a spot for Worlds. But I couldn't run, but he was walking at the time. And so it was just like one of those things, like who is going to walk faster to the finish line? So I would turn around and walk backwards and watch him. And when he would start running, I would try to start running again. And when he would start walking, I would start walking again. But that was probably like the lowest. Like I ended up in the med tent for 2 IV bags afterward. And I'm like, I never want to do this.
Dude, I remember the triathlons and when you were getting into it, and yeah, you made damn good progress, but I just remember that, and that's got to be a tough moment because that's your forte there, man. Running, that's where you're supposed to shine.
Well, it may be the slowest time I've ever covered a half marathon distance ever. I think I ran like 1:46 or 1:47 that day. Like it was
nothing
bad.
Wrong with that time. Nothing wrong with that time.
Yeah,
well, CBG, that's my PR, man, right there, 1:46.
I was going to bust those chops.
I would have loved to have raced Corey in that condition, like where he's like walking and me methodically the final like 20 yards, like being able to pass. I'm like, how do you like that, coach?
But yeah, it was just, I don't know. It warmed up so quickly that day that nobody was ready for it.
All right. Last question, Corey. Tough one. Putting you on the spot. Long run, you get to do a run with the negative, one of the negative splits. Which one are you going to choose and why?
I have to pick one. Why can't I have all three?
Just one. Is it going to be a clean sweep, boys, tonight? We'll see.
Beer. Let's see. He's swinging his beer.
Yep.
I need another sip.
Right. Second swing of it, it's my guy right there.
We're going to go with Glenn.
Yes!
Oh, come on.
Clean sweep tonight.
Damn.
That's
what we like.
I'm like, I don't know.
I might need a bike though, Corey, to do this.
It's okay, man.
Changing his mind.
It's okay. It's okay.
So it's like a 25-mile run, and we can break it up into segments, so you can have three of you.
Another politician.
Another one.
No.
One of these days, leave Buffalo and go down and watch your race.
You should. Everybody should go. Why not?
Come on, Bill. Let's do it. Talk your wife into letting us go.
All right. We got to make it happen somehow.
There we go. The beer talking.
Take some chills.
G ain't going nowhere. But upstairs to get another beer.
I fully support Corey, though. Love the guy. Thank you for coming on, man. We always appreciate you.
Yeah, I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
Thanks for listening to the Negative Splits podcast. If you'd like to help the show, head over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating or review. If you'd like to contact the show, send us an email at negativesplitspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. We're the Negative Splits. And if you're on Strava, why not step up to the challenge and join the Negative Splits podcast club?